Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson. Welcome now to the Midday Interview. Well, we've been talking about it on the air, and now we get to really give 10 minutes to it and find out all about it. Stephen Arante is here. He's the conductor of the Wilmington Symphony Orchestra, now celebrating 25 years as the conductor, and I'm delighted to have him as my guest today. Hi, Stephen. Thanks Hi. For coming.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
First of all, tell us about your training as a musician.
Well, I got interested in music at an early age and had some teachers in elementary school, believe it or not, that encouraged that. And so I had some early experiences getting to write music and write music for orchestra and conduct it. Even, I think when I was 13, I had a chance to arrange something for an entire middle school orchestra. But
Wow. Anyway,
I just got hooked and I couldn't get out of it.
Now, where did you go to college?
I went to college at University of Michigan and the Juilliard School.
Oh, you did. So do you have a doctorate in music?
I have a doctorate in music.
So we should call you Dr. Arante.
You could, but I'm not a real doctor. I'm just a musician.
Well, it's too bad. I had some symptoms I wanted to ask you about. Oh, never mind. Okay. I didn't realize you'd gone to Juilliard. That's wonderful.
That's right. That was quite an experience.
I imagine so. Did you plan to be a conductor? Did that strike you as something that you were interested in early on?
I had an interest in both composing and conducting, and I think the conducting came from the fact that I loved orchestra music and opera. And I was driving everybody I knew nuts because I'd haul them into the living room and say, listen to this, listen to that. And so if you have ideas about how orchestra music or opera should be performed, one of the best ways to get those across is to conduct it.
Absolutely. You're the controller of the whole sound, really, when you come right down to it.
That's right. So I think of performing orchestra music really is sharing what I love about this music with an audience.
When did you come to Wilmington and how did you get the job with the orchestra?
Well, it was 25 years ago, and my wife Sandy and I had just gotten married, and we were looking for a new home. And so this position here at Wilmington, which combined a university teaching post with a, you know, sort of the benefits and the steadiness of that with conducting. And so we came here, and the usual career arc for a conductor is a little like other professions where you claw your way to a new market about every 4 years if you can. But we decided once we got here, we just couldn't leave. We've put down our roots, we've had kids, and so now we've been here, believe it or not, for 25 years.
That is wonderful. Did you meet Sandy at Juilliard?
No.
Another place.
That's another place.
Right? All right, another story. All right. Stephen, what have been some of the joys and the frustrations of being the conductor of the Wilmington Symphony Orchestra?
Well, I think the frustrations have to do with Wilmington being a little bit more of a small town than, you know, having lived a couple of years in New York City where the facilities and the resources and everything are so much greater. But in some ways, that's also been the joy of working in Wilmington because I feel like we're so much appreciated for what we do.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any particular accomplishments you're proud of or plans for the future for the orchestra?
Well, I think the fact that the orchestra itself has grown, I think it's grown in quality. And in the years since I've been here, we've also started a Wilmington Symphony Youth Orchestra, which has about 65 students, and then more recently, a junior strings program for middle school. So every Thursday night, we have over 100 kids from all over the area that are rehearsing with us. So it's just become a much more, I think, effective organization.
Sounds like a beyond a full-time job for you.
Well, I guess so.
Yes, yes. If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Stephen Arante, who is celebrating 25 years as conductor of the Wilmington Symphony Orchestra. Stephen also keeps busy accompanying the girls' choir of Wilmington, which Sandy Arante is the head of that. She's the conductor for that, the choral master for that.
That's right.
You also, Stephen, are a composer. You said that really touched you early on and you wanted to do that, but I understand you don't get to have much time for composing these days.
Well, it's interesting. One of the ways that I've decided to celebrate my 25th anniversary is this weekend I'm offering a couple of fairly substantial compositions, and I realized that they were written about 22 years ago, and that coincidentally is also the ages of my two daughters. So the truth is that, you know, once you become a dad and so forth, it's pretty hard to spend 8 hours a day in some little dark place with a piano composing.
Well, this Saturday night at 8 at Keenan Auditorium, there will be that special concert celebrating your anniversary with the orchestra and playing some of your music, which I think that would feel so wonderful to conduct the orchestra with a composition that you wrote.
Oh, it is. Although 21 years ago, I don't even know this guy that wrote it particularly. It's very strange.
Yeah.
And I should also mention that the orchestra is celebrating its 40th anniversary. It had been going for 15 years before I came here. So Wow. That's kind of a milestone, too.
I imagine the history of the orchestra is on the website for Wilmington Symphony Orchestra. Folks wanted to hear more about the background of that.
That's right. WilmingtonSymphony.org. We have history. We also, I'm putting up a concert preview commentary that you can click on and hear 6 or 7 minutes of a little descriptions of what's coming on, and you'll hear little insights and recordings from rehearsals and So it's sort of like a little journal that I keep on the web.
Good. WilmingtonSymphony.org. Talk with us now, Stephen, also about the 35th Annual Student Concerto Competition, which will be celebrated also on Saturday night. What is that concerto competition all about?
Well, it was started 35 years ago, mainly, I understand, because the orchestra couldn't afford to hire a concerto soloist, and so they held a competition for students. But over the years, it's really grown, and so we have three divisions now. We have a junior division, a high school division, and a UNCW division. And so the winners of that competition, who perform before judges in the fall, are asked to play with the symphony orchestra. So this Saturday night, we have three excellent young musicians.
Wonderful. And we have some time right now to play an excerpt from some of your work, Stephen. I'm going to go ahead and start that CD, right. And then we have time to listen to it. Then you can tell us about it.
Sure. This is Symphony No. 2, and this is from the performance 21 years ago.
Was that a recording made with the Wilmington Symphony Orchestra?
Wilmington Symphony, including the Wilmington Symphony's triangle player. You heard that little
ching was great.
Right. It gets the last say.
That's beautiful, Stephen. And that's part of your Symphony No. 2,
that's
you
right.
said? Now, you say that you hardly recognize the person who wrote that because you wrote it, 21 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
If you were writing now, do you think your music would have a different flavor? And what would be different about it, do you think?
Oh, I'm not sure so much different. I think the experiences you have in life do influence what you do artistically. So I'm not sure if the actual style of the music would be different, but it's just, as I said, from 20 years ago, it's just hard to remember what was even going on at that point.
Well, I hope that you find a way to do some more composing because you clearly have a gift for that and a joy in doing that. And as you said, maybe it's a retirement project, but I hope you can get to it a little bit sooner than that.
Yeah, me too. I do have a lot of ideas for Symphony No. 3.
All right, good. So 1 and 2 exist. Maybe 3 is on the way.
On the way.
It sounds good. This Saturday night at 8 at Keenan Auditorium, you can hear some of Stephen Arante's music, and you can also celebrate his 25th anniversary as conductor of the Wilmington Symphony Orchestra. You'll also hear and see the winners of the 35th Annual Student Concerto Competition. The concert starts at 8 o'clock at Keenan Auditorium. Tickets are available through the Keenan box office. Here's the phone number, 962-3500. If you'd like more information about Dr. Stephen Arante and the Wilmington Symphony Orchestra, the website to go to is wilmingtonsymphony.org. Stephen, thank you.
Thank you.
It's great to have you here, and I appreciate you bringing in a bit of your music for us to hear as well.
You're welcome.
This is 91.3 WHQR.